everyone, Mark here with Game Reverb, your daily dose for video game news, powered exclusively by Game Insider. It is Monday, July 6, 2020, so let's jump in. Now, it's been a holiday weekend here in the States, and of course, a lot of companies were closed on Friday. A lot of the websites were kind of slowing down with people on vacation, so there wasn't a ton of news coming out this weekend, but we got a couple things to catch up on, and there was some things that did come out. So I'm going to kick it off first with the release date for Horizon Zero Dawn, the complete edition, finally being revealed. Now, of course, this is the PC port of the game, and it is dropping on August 7th. Now, with this new announcement of the date, they also put out a very, very flashy trailer that I highly recommend you check it out. In the trailer, they show things like the game's gonna have some ultra-wide screen support, unlocked frame rates, there's just multiple graphical customization options, of course, improved reflections, some controller options, even benchmarking tools in there. Now go check out the trailer if you can, because just seeing this game running in that just graphical fidelity is just incredible. And I know people that are gonna get their hands on this are just gonna absolutely fall in love with it. Now, of course, this is going to be a whole new player base coming to the game. It's going to be available on the Epic Game Store as well as Steam. I think it's retailing for $49.99. This is going to be the base game with all the DLC. And, when you kind of look forward to what's coming up, obviously, we do know that there is Horizon Forbidden West on the horizon. I guess it's kind of a bad pun, right? But coming with PlayStation 5, we don't know exactly when that's coming out yet. But hey, you're going to pull in all these new players, introduce them to the world. Wouldn't surprise me if we see the next Horizon, of course, make that jump to PC as well. So super excited for this game, and I just can't wait for PC players to finally get their hands on it. Next up, we got some more details about the highly anticipated Star Wars Squadrons game coming out later this fall. And this came from an IGN Japan interview with the creative director of the game, Ian Frazier. And in the interview, Ian goes into a little bit about the realistic settings within the game and kind of just the HUD settings that players may want. Now, if you watch the trailer for the game, you know this is basically a space combat game from the first person perspective. So you're literally in the cockpit of an X-Wing or of a TIE fighter. And he kind of doubles down saying that, you know, some players don't want to see the flare. Like some of the unlockables in the game put like little bobbleheads, or you're gonna be able to put like racing stripes on your TIE fighters and that. Some players don't want to see that. He said they went out of their way to make sure that they can, make things seem like they're in-universe. But even still, some people just want that pure Star Wars experience like you see in the films. And so they're going to allow that. They're going to ask you, hey, what do you want? Do you want to be able to see those customizations? Or do you want to, you know, kind of have that pure experience? So I think that's great. Allowing players that option to either take it above and beyond and, you know, have this just kind of over-the-top bombastic Star Wars experience. Or, hey, keep it down to the bare minimum. This is what I want. Now, he also goes on to say that even just the HUD itself and kind of within the cockpit, kind of by default, they're going to have other things on the screen that you can see. So you can see the enemy ships, kind of giving you, just different HUD elements to kind of highlight them. But you can shut all that off too. So if you just want that pure, I'm an X-Wing pilot, I want to fly this thing, you can do it. There's even somewhat of a realistic mode where you even can manage the power of your weapon shields, how fast you can go in that. So that, again, just another realistic element to this game. The more I hear about this game, the more excited I get. I mean, it's only going to be $40. It's dropping October 2nd. I've actually been contemplating about even buying a flight stick. I mean, the idea of being able to play this game with PSVR, PlayStation VR, or even if you're playing it on PC with an Oculus or a Vive, whatever you're using, and then use like a Flight Master flight stick, this game's going to be amazing for a Star Wars fan just to immerse themselves in it. I can't wait to see it. And all of this that Ian said about this, these realistic settings just gets me that much more excited for it. Next up, we had a pretty interesting story happen here over the weekend, and that is the upcoming action RPG Souls-like game Mortal Shell being made by Cold Symmetry has been in closed beta for a little bit. But I guess to get access to this, you had to go to their website, sign up for a key, and people have just been complaining like, hey, I haven't been able to get a key, the site's all locked down, it's just being bombarded. I don't think Cold Symmetry realized just the amount of people that would want to be in this closed beta. So they did something that most publishers don't do, and they just said, you know what, we're opening it up. And here's what they had to say over on Twitter. They said, we heard that a lot of you were feeling left out and frustrated with how we were handling the key distribution. We have tried our best to keep up with requests, but we never expected this level of high demand. So we've decided to open the PC beta early, and it's available right now. So if you have a PC and you have the Epic Games Store on there, you can go play Mortal Shell right now. Now, I'll be honest with you, I'm probably going to be doing that here just in the next little bit after I finish up this video, because I want to play this game. If you haven't seen anything on this game, it is Like I just kind of said in the beginning here, it is a little Souls-like, so it is kind of that Dark Souls style of game. So if you're not into that style of gameplay, this may not be for you. But just the concept of you taking over, I mean, like the namesake of it, Mortal Shells. You take over kind of the shells or the bodies of these fallen heroes and champions and you know, do your Souls-like gameplay, if you want to say. The game looks amazing. And so far, from what I've been hearing about the beta, it seems like it's, you know, a lot of people are really enjoying it. I think it's going to capture that audience that is always just craving that style of game. It's funny when you go back so many years and you think of like when the first Demon's Souls came out and how hard that game was, but people just embraced it. And then when you had Dark Souls release, I mean, that just almost made it mainstream. I mean, so many people jumped into it. So this is a highly, highly anticipated game. If you have any interest at all in Souls-like, or hell, even if you've never even played one, it's a great time. It's an open beta. Go check it out in the Epic Game Store over on the PC. Next up, we have some news that actually broke on Thursday, but I want to bring it up here because I kind of want to start a discussion. I would love to hear your thoughts. Leave me some comments down below, because I think this is going to not only affect clearly the story, but it's kind of potentially going to affect anybody who buys a next-gen console. And that is the announcement of NBA 2K21. And how the game is, first up, it's launching on September 4th. So it's coming September 4th, $59.99 on all the platforms that you would expect it to. Google Stadia up front, Xbox One, PS4, it's coming to the Switch, and even the PC. Gets you access to the game, all is fine, right? A little bit later on in the year, when the next-gen consoles come out, so the Xbox Series X and the PlayStation 5, that version of the game is going to be $69.99. Now, it's not going to give you access. So any progress you made in that original game is not going to be, you're not going to be able to access that on that version. Now, if you want to do that and you want to just automatically be upgraded to that next version, kind of like how Microsoft's been saying with their smart delivery and that, that version of the game, the Mamba version of the game, it's going to cost you $99.99. So for $100, also going to get some goodies thrown in there as well, but that will immediately get you access to both versions of the game, give you dual access, as they're kind of phrasing it, and then you'll be able to kind of have cross-platform play. Now, here is what 2K had to say about the reason why they're doing that. They said, "We believe our suggested retail price for NBA 2K21 on next-generation platforms fairly represents the value of what's being offered, power, speed, and technology that is only possible on the new hardware. While we are confident that NBA 2K21 will be a monumental leap forward for the franchise and a standout visual showcase on next-generation consoles, we recognize that it's our responsibility to prove this value to our fans and NBA 2K players. We're looking forward to doing so and can't wait to show more in the upcoming months." So there you go. Now this, you know, obviously this is showing that what they're doing, but everybody's kind of taking this and saying, well, is this just a sign that all these next-gen games are going to be $69.99? And that's where I want you involved. I want to know, what do you think of that? Just the conversation of, we're jumping maybe $10 potentially in the price of our video games for the next-gen games. Now, if you think back, it's been about 15 years since we kind of locked in at the $60. Games used to be $50, and sure, we can go back to the days of the 64 and Super Nintendo when prices were just all over the place. But come the Xbox 360 and the PS3 era, that's when $60 was locked in. It's been about 15 years, right? With inflation and things like that, I mean, one could just kind of say, well, maybe it is just about time, right? But I know games cost more to make today, and you know, just there's a lot more going into them. But we live in an age now where there's a lot of free-to-play titles and microtransactions and battle passes and all those things. So there's other ways to fund your game. Now, if there ever was a game that shouldn't be charging more, it's almost going to be NBA 2K1. The amount of money they make on the microtransactions in that game. I mean, it's kind of like the EA Sports games with their Ultimate Team. They charge you the base price, but people that continue to play those games end up spending way more than they ever would have in the beginning with everything that's kind of thrown in there. So this is kind of just a weird situation right now. So I want to know from you. Leave me a comment down below. Do you think $70 or $69.99 is the new path forward for video games? And are you okay with that? Are you okay? Or would you rather it be $60 and then layer in your battle passes and all that stuff? Or hell, even make the game free. Make it even like remember the old 2K games? I don't know if many of you were around back then, but those like NFL 2K, NHL 2K, there was a year every single one of those games brand new were $20. So you could get football, hockey, and I think they even had baseball back then. You would get all those for $60 or buy like a Madden for $60. Let me know in the comments below. I would love to know your thoughts on this because it is something I know we're going to be talking about moving forward. Now, the interesting piece as well is you look at like what either Microsoft's doing with smart delivery, or there's other companies like CD Projekt Red, Crystal Dynamics, all these other companies are just giving you that upgrade for free, whether it's just always going to have the upgrade or if you get it like with Madden in a certain time frame. So I think we're just kind of in the Wild West right now with these upgrades. So just an interesting food for thought there. So please let me know in the comments below. And finally today, this one actually came out on Thursday as well, but we just got to talk about it here because the show wasn't going on because I'm excited about it. And that is the Fallout Twitter put out a little tease saying that Amazon is currently in production on a Fallout series. Now, being tied to the series is the team behind Westworld, which right there should tell you that the show is going to have a little bit of clout when this is coming out. But yeah, so Amazon is making a Fallout series. I mean, for me, my brain just started racing. Like, there's so many things I would want to be in that series. And if you're not familiar with the story, it's basically like a post-apocalyptic America in the 50s where just this massive nuclear war happened between China and America. And, I'm sure you've seen many things about it where there's super mutants and all these things in there. But just the idea of just the desolation and what that show could be. I mean, does it become just one guy kind of going around, like, you know, playing almost like the character doing that? Or would it be the actual war itself? Or would it be, you know, a bunch of different vault dwellers coming out? I don't know what that show could be. But man, the sky's the limit with it. And I got to be honest, I am just super, super excited. So let me know in the comments below. Would you be excited for a Fallout television series? Let's talk about it, because I think it's something that it's obviously coming. So we're going to have to see, you know, what the quality of it could be. And, this could be kind of a nice little precedent for just video game television series. I think it's something that could be pretty awesome. Well, that's going to do it for me, guys. Again, you know, thank you here for tuning in. And remember, we're going to be back tomorrow. We come out every weekday for you, Monday through Friday. You can, of course, catch new episodes here on my channel here. So if you like what you saw, please be sure to subscribe to the channel. Like this video if you did like it. And of course, you can hit that bell, set up notifications for when these videos go live. You can follow me on Twitter at Mark Turk. That's MarkTurc. And of course, check out all the other great content that Game Insider offers over at game-insider.com. So with that, everybody, thank you here for tuning in. And until next time, have a great day.